Our most versatile agent is Margaris, the dreaded white cat. The tracker, the hunter, the killer, also known as the stone weasel. He is a total albino. All his body hair is snow white, and his eyes are pearly white discs that can luminesce from within a diffuse silver light, or can concentrate into a laser beam. Having no color, he can take all colors. He has 1,000 names and 1,000 faces. His skin is white and smooth as alabaster. His hair is dead white, and he can curl it around his head in a cask. He can ruffle it or stick it up in a crest, and he's got complete control of all the hairs on his body. His eyebrows and eyelashes flare out, feeling for the scent. His ass and genital hairs are wired for a stunning shock or a poison deadly as the tentacles of the sea wasp. There are those who say we have violated the articles by invoking Margaris. He is too dangerous. And he can't be stopped once he gets the scent. He has not come just to smell you. As Margaris closes in, the light waxes brighter and brighter with a musky smell, flaring to ozone as the light reeks to a separating electric violet. Few can breathe the reeking, seeking light of Margaris. Nothing exists until it is observed, and Margaris is the best observer in the industry. Open up, prick, you got a Venusian in there. I'll kill you, you filthy sod. Lights, action, camera. The chase comes to a climax. All around him, dogs howl and whimper and scream and moan as Margaris moves closer. What do you want with me? What are you asking me for? Give him the light now right in the face, enough to see the worn red upholstery of the first-class seat with a brass number through his transparent fading shell, fading with the stink of impacted mortality, a final reek of hate from shrieking silence. The pustules on his face swell and burst, spattering rotten venom in the breakfast room. Mrs. Hardy, help! He's gone bloody mad! Call the police! Call an ambulance! Margaris can follow a trail by the signs, the little signs any creature leaves behind in his passage, and he can follow a trail through a maze of computers. All top-secret files are open to him. The rich and powerful of the Earth, those who move behind the scenes, all stand in deadly fear of his light. The dim silver light of Margaris can invade and wipe out other programs. He is the call, the challenge, the confront. His opponents always try to evade his light, like a squid who disappears in a spray of ink. But preferences in food and wines, evaluation of pictures, music, poetry, and prose, a picture emerges, charged with the energy of hundreds of preferences and evaluations. He can hide in snow and sunlight on white walls and clouds and rocks. He moves down windy streets with blown newspapers and shreds of music and silver paper in the wind. Being albino, Margaris can put on any eye color, hair color, or skin color right up until he whites the target. Push, off, grease, blow away are out. White is in. The white purr. Without color, he attracts all colors and all stains. Without odor, he attracts all odors, the fouler the better, into smell swirls, whirlpools, tornadoes, the dreaded smell twisters, creating a low-pressure smell wake so that organic animals explode behind them, the inner smells sucked into the stink twister round and round, faster, faster, throwing out a maelstrom of filth in all directions, sucking in more and more over a cemetery, and the coffins all pop open and the dead do a grisly exploding polka. Privies are sucked out by the roots with old men screaming and waving shitty Montgomery Ward catalogs.